Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. During the break, we made an inquiry to the brothers whether they want the following hadith or questions, and we had many questions pending, so we will devote this, inshallah, portion or this part of the show for questions and answers. So we will take the first question, the brother. Yes.
Sheikh, right now the hadith says that marriage is not accepted when the lady has refused to marry to the guardian that I don't want to marry the man. So in the previous session, we learned that friend says to another friend, I would like to give my daughter to you, and he accepts. But the daughter refuses to marry the man.
Okay, that's a very good question. Marriage cannot be correct, cannot take place, unless we have two consents of the girl and of her guardian. Without these two consents, the marriage is not correct. So if someone proposes and the father meets him and he says, whoa, this is a good boy, khalas, I will give you my daughter. And the daughter says, I don't like him, I don't want him. No, she said, I will force you. He cannot force her. The most authentic opinion of scholars, she cannot be forced. So the marriage does not take place. The opposite is the same. If she comes with a boy and she says, father, I love this man and I want to marry him. And the father says, over my dead body. And she says, okay, this would not happen, of course. But if he refuses totally and his refusal is justifiable, if he's from a different country, if he is from a lower class that would not be able to support his daughter in the same living standard, if he is someone religiously unacceptable, he doesn't pray, he's a playboy, he drinks, and she loves him. And this happens a lot. Women have a problem in making decisions that are suitable because they're emotional, they think with their heart. So if they fall in love, this may hinder their vision and they cannot see clearly. Not that men are always able to make the right decisions, but it's a characteristic of most women. That is why Allah says the approval of the guardian is a must, because he can estimate things, he can evaluate things. So I hope this answers your question. The brother with the brown shirt.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
You said that if a man cannot marry and he should fast, how often should he fast?
Very good. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that fasting cannot exceed a day on and a day off. As in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, he told him, fast the fasting of David, of Dawood. Skip a day and fast a day. Now, if the brother says, when I skip a day and I don't fast it, I may fall into sin. In this case, as a precaution, he may fast the entire time, because he's not doing it to get closer to Allah. He's doing it as a form of treatment and prevention from falling into sin.
There's a couple of non-Muslim who are married, and one of them, he's a Muslim.
And he accepts Islam?
Yeah, one of them becomes a Muslim. So can they stay together or they have to be separated?
The answer is depending on the situation. If both were non-Muslims and one accepts Islam, it depends who accepts Islam. If it's the woman, then immediately she has to separate from her non-Muslim husband, because a Muslim woman cannot marry anyone except a Muslim. So if a couple, non-Muslim, the woman accepts Islam, she has to be separated from her husband who's not Muslim. Is she considered to be divorced or the marriage is void? This depends on what happens next. If she wants to marry someone else after the iddah period, she can marry whoever she wants. But if she remains unmarried and after 6-7 years, the man reverts to Islam and they would like to go back together, do they have to make a new contract? The answer is no. Because Al-As ibn Rabi' was married to the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, Zainab, may Allah be pleased with him and her. when she accepted Islam, he didn't. So she migrated to Medina and lived with the Prophet ﷺ for a number of years. Then he accepted Islam. And the Prophet reunited them again without making a new contract.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Wa alaikum salam.
When we speak about guardian, who shall be the guardian of a newly reverted sister?
The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there is no marriage, meaning valid, without having a guardian and two trustworthy witnesses. And in another hadith, the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever does not have a guardian, then the Sultan, whether he's a ruler, Muslim ruler, or the Muslim judge, acts as her guardian. So if we're in a Muslim country, you have no problem. If you are in a non-Muslim country and you do not have any judicial Muslim authority, you go to the nearest Islamic center and the Imam or the leader of that Islamic center becomes the ruler who takes or assumes the position of a wali.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
A man adopts a boy.
A man?
Adopts a boy.
A boy.
Can he allow the marriage of the boy and his daughter?
Okay, can he marry his daughter to this adopted boy? What do you think? Because there is no relation between the adopted boy and the girl of the man. They're not brothers and sisters. He's adopted in the sense that he's being raised in the house, but there is no relationship. He's not her mahram. There is no suckling between them. There's no milk between them that forbids them from each other. So there's no problem in that. Yes, Akhi.
So if the guardian does not agree that the woman should get married, but still they get married, so will this be considered as marriage or zina or fornication?
If the father opposes and does not agree for his daughter to marry someone, yet they still go ahead and marry one another, is this marriage valid or not? And the answer is, it is not valid. Because the Prophet said, Aslam, that there is no marriage without a wali. And this is called nikahun fasid, marriage that is void. We have another kind of marriage, which is batil. Batil and fasid mean the same. It's all invalid, it's all void. However, batil is when the marriage takes place with the consensus of scholars that it is not correct. When a man marries his sister through suckling. Two suckled from the same woman and they became brother and sisters through suckling and they got married. This is batil. All scholars agree on that. A man married a woman without a guardian. This marriage is fasid. Why? Because they're is a school of thought that allows this. And this is reported through Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on his soul. He allowed a woman to marry without a guardian. But vast majority of scholars say that this is haram, and the evidence supports this. The hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam supports this, so the marriage is invalid.
Can a non-Muslim be a guardian of his daughter?
Very, very good question. Can a non-Muslim be a guardian? And the answer is no. There is no guardianship for a non-Muslim over a Muslim. Meaning, if a sister accepts Islam and her father is still a non-Muslim and I want to marry her, I do not approach the father. Even if he opposes, I have nothing to do with him. Her guardian is, if she doesn't have any Muslim relative of hers, her guardian becomes the Muslim ruler or the Imam of the Islamic center. Yes, brother.
Today's world, for being financially viable, it's a long road. Boy has to go through academic learning, then employ competitive competition. By the time he gets job, he's, you know, far over, he's on the higher side of the age. Now the vulnerability has increased, you know, in this age of internet and all that. So looking to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the risk and the Prophet has commanded it early. So is there any way, and what according to you should be the ideal age?
Well, if I understand your question correctly, nowadays, it's the responsibility of the parents. Now, usually, if a boy goes to his father and says, I want to get married, he said, no, wait until you finish, graduate from university, and then get a job for 7 years and collect money, and you're capable of getting married, then you get married. And by the time he would be 35 years of age. This is wrong. If the father is capable, it is his responsibility to open a house for his son or to let him marry and live with him in the same house. And this is better than the boy being forced to face haram or fall into haram. And this is happening in a lot of the countries, alhamdulillah. Those who are open-minded and they're a bit well off, they do this to their children. Because at the end of the day, feeding one mouth, it's similar to feeding two mouths. It's not gonna be a lot of expenses that I cannot bear. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.